USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In an attempt to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases in southern Florida, Miami-Dade County will impose a curfew beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday. The announcement about the curfew by Mayor Carlos Jimenez came the same day as health officials reported more than 10,000 new cases statewide, a new record high, adding that the nightly restriction would be in place until further notice. City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 election, a survey of religious voters is showing a decline in support for the president, and USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
John Clemens, USA Radio News.
A California bill aims to change working conditions for warehouse workers who have come under increased scrutiny from major retailers that track their every move. The bill, AB 3056, aims to ensure that workers are not penalized for time spent on personal hygiene, such as hand washing or using the restroom. Many workers say automated monitoring systems warn management if they spend too much time off their task. The bill would apply to warehouse workers for Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other large retailers across California, which has the most warehouses of any state, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The bill would ensure that warehouse workers are paid overtime if they are compelled to work beyond their prescribed quota in a given day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.